Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The rideshare company Waymo is taking things to the next level in Philadelphia by testing autonomous trips around the city. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from 30th Street Station.
Waymo started out here in Philly over the summer with drivers going around testing the technology and mapping out the city streets and getting a sense of traffic patterns. Now the company says it's moving forward by going autonomous during testing. The cars aren't empty, though, as specialists are behind the wheel just in case. At some point in the future, Waymo says it'll do a full launch in Philly with driverless cars picking up passengers. Now, Teresa, who's visiting from North Carolina, likes the concept, but she has her concerns.
About safety mechanisms, you know, when there's no individual, because you cannot replace the human.
The company stands by its safety record, though there have been some problems that have popped up in some of the cities it's operating in. A video just went viral showing a Waymo with a passenger briefly going through the scene of a police standoff in downtown L.A. Federal transportation officials are also investigating an incident in Atlanta when a Waymo kept going past a stopped school bus that had the stop sign out and the flashing lights. All that makes Teresa and others we talked to a bit hesitant.
I'm not going to say I wouldn't try it, but it's not something that's on like my list of things to do.
At 30th Street, Tim Jimenez, KOW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Does it feel like you've been getting spam robocalls more and more the last few years? Well, attorneys general from multiple states, including Pennsylvania, say they're demanding four major providers rein in their alleged robocall activity. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us it's the second phase of their crackdown.
PA Attorney General Dave Sunday, along with other members of the bipartisan anti-robocall multi-state litigation task force, say phase two of the national operation robocall roundup is underway. That means four providers, Inteliquent, Peerless, Lumen, and Bandwidth, are in the crossairs. The task force estimates over a 3 to 4 year period, the four providers have been linked to more than 3 billion imposter Social Security Administration, or IRS, robocalls. Officials estimate the four companies combined have been linked to more than 1 billion imposter robocalls claiming to be from Amazon or Apple over a three-year stretch. And since 2019, the task force says those four providers have received more than 25,000 notices that robocall activity has been traced back to them. Phase one involved contacting 37 smaller providers in August. The task force says at least four of those companies ended contracts with risky accounts, and 19 have stopped popping up on traceback results, which indicates they've stopped allowing robocalls. 13 more no longer have their call traffic accepted by U.S. providers. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Talks between SEPTA and its biggest union wrapped up Wednesday with no word on any progress. The key sticking points are pensions and health care. The union wants an increase in pension contributions, but SEPTA says it doesn't have the money. SEPTA is asking the city bus, subway, and trolley drivers to pay more in health insurance co-pays. The union says it won't pay for what it calls SEPTA's mismanagement. Both sides will be back at the table Friday. Artists were hard at work in North Philadelphia yesterday painting number one sculptures that will be rolled out in January as part of a citywide public art project celebrating America's 250th birthday. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports each sculpture will honor a Philly first and its role that it played in American history.
I try to have as much fun with this as possible. It's very vibrant, very colorful.
Amina Rashid is a mural arts artist and selected America's first children's hospital to honor. Children's Hospital of Philadelphia was established in 1855.
Goal for children to feel seen.
Rashid's blank canvas was a 4 foot number one sculpture, and her inspiration for the design came from deep within.
Growing up, I was in and out of a CHOP a lot, like for a severe case of asthma as well as pneumonia. I feel like children should be spending as much time living their lives as possible, but if they have to take care of their health and make it a priority. I feel like CHOP is a great institution to do that.
25 artists are painting a total of 52 number one sculptures. It's all a part of Philadelphia's 52 Weeks of Firsts. Starting on January 3rd, a Philly first will be honored at a festival. They'll be held every Saturday all year round at a different location in the city. A schedule can be found at visitphilly.com/52firsts. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.